You're listening to a 1FM podcast. And I've got Steve on the line. You there, Steve?
Yeah, certainly am, Josh. I hope you are going well and the listeners also.
Yeah, I'm going well. And your team beat Brisbane as well the other week.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me about that. And I probably won't tip them this week again, so that's probably a good omen. anybody that's thinking of not tipping them, you might as well go ahead and do it.
Yeah, who are they playing, actually?
Oh, we're playing Gold Coast up in Darwin.
Okay. Well, I think you'll win that, but we'll wait and see.
Yeah, well, we've got no ruckman, so that'll be very interesting.
Okay. But anyway, who are we talking about this week?
Well, a bit out of left field, a pretty famous American duet who were successful for a long time, Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet, Steve and Edie.
Oh, okay. I don't really know Steve and Edie, but I know Steve Lawrence from the Blues Brothers.
Okay, well, he will be getting a mention in that format a little bit later on in my spiel, Josh, so I haven't forgotten about that.
No, that's how I know him, Maury Slime, but otherwise I don't know much about him musically, so if you want to fill me in.
I will. Well, I'll start off separately. I'll do a bit of Edie Gourmet first, and then a bit of Steve Lawrence, and then a bit of it together. So that's the way we'll do it. Now, Edie Gourmet was born in the Bronx in New York on the 16th of August 1928 to Nefim, N-E-S-S-I-M, and Fortuna Gormazano, I presume I've pronounced that correctly, who were Jewish. And her parents spoke several languages at home, and because of this, Edie was able to speak and sing in Spanish, which proved to be very profitable later on, as you'll find out. As an aside, she was distantly related by marriage to Neil Sedaka. I don't know exactly in what format that was, but people might want to delve into that if they're into genealogy. Now, she graduated from a high school, which was also attended by Stanley Kubrick. Who everybody knows about, Josh. I thought I'd just throw that in because I knew you'd be interested in that.
Were they friends?
No, it doesn't mention that. Just said it was also attended by Stanley Kubrick. So they may or not have known each other. I don't know that.
I don't know if he had many friends, but he would have been playing chess all the time, I imagine.
Well, probably. And I don't know whether their paths would have crossed. Anyway, she found a job as a translator, which was probably fairly fitting, seeing that she came from a multilingual family, and there she appeared on a Spanish language program on the radio called Cita con Edie, I presume I pronounced that correctly, which translates to A Date with Edie. And she considered changing her last name, but her mother said, well, it's bad enough that, I quote, it's bad enough that you're in showbiz. How will the neighbours know if you're a success, unquote. Now, she sang with a couple of bands and then signed on as a solo act with a Coral Records group in 1952, and she released her first single, That Night of Heaven. I don't have any indication as to how that song went back then. She was hired then to appear on The Tonight Show, which was hosted by Steve Allen, which had begun to be broadcast across the USA in 1954. Now, she formed a duo with Steve Lawrence, and they released their first single called Make Yourself Comfortable. I'm not sure how that one went either. There's no mention of that anywhere. She then had her first chart hit, a solo hit, which is called Too Close for Comfort with ABC Paramount Records. And she followed this up with another song called Mama Teach Me to Dance and Love Me Forever. And they both reached the top 40 charts. Now, she and Lawrence were married in Las Vegas on the 29th of December 1957. Now, that covers Edie up to the stage where they were married. Now, Steve Lawrence, he was born on the 8th of July 1935, so he was 7 years younger than Edie, and his name was at birth was Sidney Leibowitz, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, L-I-E-B-O-W-I-T-Z, in Brooklyn, New York, and he was born also to Jewish parents Max and Helen. Max was a cantor.
Max and Helen, that was my grandparents' names, both.
Oh, well, there you
go. My dad's parents, Max and Helen. That's amazing.
Well, there you go. Well, there could be some sort of relation.
Well, they were both Jewish as well, so interesting.
Yes, well, you might investigate that one with your dad, I think.
Yeah.
and he was a cantor at a synagogue, and a cantor is a person who leads the congregation in singing and prayer, for people who may not be familiar with that term. He went to Jefferson High School and earned money after school singing to songwriters in the Brill Building. Now, this Brill Building was one that I've mentioned before. It housed songwriters and musical industry offices, and I'm sure when I mentioned Andy Kim in our spiel of this, he actually attended that particular building also. Now, Steve Lawrence was hired, as I mentioned earlier. Well, I didn't mention it, but he became to be one of the singers on the Steve Allen Show, and he was only 18 when he was hired, so he must have been fairly talented for him to have gained that gig. Now, he sang along. He was on that show with Edie and Andy Williams, as a matter of fact, and they all stayed until the program's end in 1957. He got drafted into the U.S. Army in the late 50s, and he served as the U.S. Army band's official vocal soloist. Now, many people would know that he had quite a few singles in the 50s, and I've just mentioned these. They were called, one was Party Doll in 1955. That was reached number 5 in the U.S. Pretty Blue Eyes, which was 1959. That reached 9 in the U.S. Footsteps, 1959, was 7 in the U.S. and naturally made it onto the U.K. charts at number 4. Portrait of My Love, 1960, which was 9 in the US, and Go Away Little Girl, which is his biggest selling song, was actually number 1 in the US in 1962. Now, he had several more singles following this, but although some of them charted, none of them were actually overly successful. Now, Edie's most successful song, as a lot of listeners who know the couple would be familiar with, Edie's most successful song was Blame It on the Bossa Nova. And this was in 1963, and it ranked number 7 in the US, and also sold 250,000 copies in Spain, because she did a Spanish version, being multilingual. And she received a Grammy Award nomination for Best Female Vocal, and also, as was for another song, If You Walk Into My Life, in 1966. Now, Steve and Edie did quite a few songs together, but their best-selling duet was I Want to Stay Here and Love You, which was 1961, and that was 28 in the US and 3 in the UK. In 1960, they had their first album, which was called We Got Us, was a Grammy Award winner for Best Performance by a Vocal Group for the title track, so that was a pretty impressive effort. And then they then moved on to Broadway following this, and they started a musical which is called Golden Rainbow. And that had a successful one-year run and included the Sammy Davis hit I've Gotta Be Me. They then performed a TV tribute to George Gershwin, which won an Emmy Award for Outstanding Variety Music. And 2 years later, an Erling Berlin special also won an Emmy. So efforts were certainly rewarded. They started a record label called GL Music, and they performed with Frank Sinatra on his 70th birthday tour and sang on his album, which was called Duets 2, and that was in 1994. Now, Edie had great success in the Latin music market, as we appreciate, and she's recording many albums in Spanish. She actually became a blogger in 2006, which was an interesting thing for her to do. She retired in November 2009. After they had decided, of course, to cut down their touring at the turn of the century. Getting on in years, they were at that stage. And unfortunately, Edie passed away on the 10th of August 2013 after a brief undisclosed illness. I haven't been able to find out exactly what it was, unfortunately. Now, this will be right up your alley, Josh, because Steve Lawrence actually appeared in quite a few movies, and I'll mention a few of these, and you can perhaps give me a bit of a rundown of these if you know of them. Now, he starred as a person called Gary McBride in a 1972 film, Stand Up and Be Counted.
Don't know it.
With Jacqueline Bisset and Stella Stephens. He was a newspaper reporter, and then he was involved with the liberation of women, that one. Now, you've mentioned earlier, well, you'd be familiar with the Maurice line in the Blues Brothers, the 1980 version, and the Blues Brothers 2000 in 1998. You mentioned that to me off air, so you were familiar with that one. Now, also, he was in a Steve Martin comedy, The Lonely Guy, in 1984. He was Jack Fenwick in that particular show, so I don't know whether you knew that, know that one, Joe.
No. What was it, The Lonely Guy?
Yeah, The Lonely Guy in 1984. He was Jack Fenwick. And in another movie which you might be familiar with called The Yard.
Yeah, that sounds vaguely familiar.
In the year 2000, he was Arthur Majdanek. Now, The Yard starred Mark Wahlberg, James Caan, Charlize Theron, Joaquin Phoenix, and Alan Burstyn. So that was quite a reasonable cast.
Okay.
Also, two episodes of Hardcastle and McCormick. Now, I don't know whether that's just an American show. I'm not familiar with that one. It was Sunny Day. Sunny Day was his name in that, would you believe? Another show called Hot in Cleveland. That was in 2011.
Yeah, that was a Betty White one, that one.
Very good. You are spot on. And he was a wealthy love interest of Elka Ostrovsky, who was, in fact, Betty White. So you got that one, and he appeared in an episode, 2014 episode of Two and a Half Men.
Oh, okay.
So he had quite a reasonable acting career anyway. Now, Stephen Eady actually had two sons, David and Michael. Unfortunately, Michael passed away. He was only 23 when he passed, and he had ventricular fibrillation, which is a speeding up of the heart and all that, which is most unfortunate. And he's still with us at the moment. My last note said he was having successful treatment to slow an Alzheimer's condition, but I'm not 100% sure how he's going these days. He's still with us, I know that much. Now, a list of awards that they had, apart from the Grammys, they won the Society of Singers Lifetime Achievement Award in 1995. Together, they were inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, winning the Sammy Kahn Lifetime Achievement Award in 1995. And, Josh, that's basically it. I've written here that Steve and Eve were basically proof that any singing style could succeed if you had the market appeal, which they certainly did.
Okay, yeah. Well, I knew him only for the Blues Brothers. I heard he was a singer, but I didn't know much more than that. So I didn't know about Edie either. But I know Blame It on the Bossa Nova. And what song do you want to hear now?
Well, we'll go with the one that they sang together. I Want to Stay Here, or I Want to Stay Here and Love You, I think is the full title.
Okay, we'll do that now. And yeah, I Want to Stay Here by Edie and Steve.
Yeah, we'll go Steve and Edie. That's how they're better known. I don't want to correct you, but
Steve and Edie,
We should do the female name first to be actually correct about it, but it's always been known as Steve and Edie, so that's the way we'll go with it.
Yeah.
Now, I'll have a request for the ones that they each sang singly. Go Away Little Girl, which was Steve Lawrence's biggest selling song. I'll have that next. And then Blame It on the Bossa Nova, which was Edie's biggest song. And I'll have Pretty Blue Eyes from Steve Lawrence to finish up for the beginning of next week's show or whatever. That's fine, Josh. So that's it. There's Steve and Edie. I quite like their songs, especially some of Steve Lawrence's singles. Certainly enjoyed those, and I thought that was a very interesting duet to do for this week. So thanks for that.
Well, thanks for teaching me. I didn't know about it, but I just knew him from the Blues Brothers. But thanks again, Steve, and look forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah, look forward to that, Josh, and I hope your footy team wins. And well, I hope mine wins, even if I didn't pick them. So,
I think you'll beat the Gold Coast, but we are recording this on Friday, so on Monday we may look sensible or silly, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I've been known to look rather silly plenty of times, so nothing would surprise me.
Well, take care, and look forward to talking to you next week.
Hey, all the best to you, Josh, and to the listeners. Have a good one. Thank
you. All good. No worries. You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.